Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll be coming and going, we'll celebrate a birthday, go to camp, and dance on a rainbow. Last week, on July 28th in 1939, Judy Garland, backed by the Victor Young Orchestra, sang one of the most famous songs of the century. The tune became her signature song and is indelibly associated with her. The song is, of course, Over the Rainbow, from the film The Wizard of Oz, which Garland recorded for Decca Records. So here's a set of songs about rainbows, starting off with Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Thank you. away. My heart is all a flutter. I heard you on a yes. I want the world to know, all the folks below, I'm dancing on a rainbow. A pocket full of sunshine, I'll gather for you soon. And later in the evening, I'll go and get the moon. Romancing up in heaven, while angels sing a song. I'm dancing on a rainbow all day long, all day long.
Some rainbow songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate Judy Garland's recording of Over the Rainbow on Decca Records, July 28, 1939. We started the show with If You Want the Rainbow, Ted Weems and his orchestra with Art Jarrett from September of 1928. Then from September 20th, 1933, Freddie Martin and his orchestra were Dancing on a Rainbow. The vocalist is unknown, but vocalists with the band included Elmer Feldkamp, his primary vocalist throughout the 1930s, Helen Ward, Stuart Wade, Buddy Clark, Eddie Stone, who was a violinist with Isham Jones, and in the 1950s, Merv Griffin. Then from a Harmony 78, the Harmonians with Irving Kaufman performing vocally on There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder from September 26, 1928. The Harmonians was a pseudonym on the Harmony label for the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, which was directed by Ben Selvin. Irving Kaufman was sometimes credited on labels as Tom Frawley, Mitchell Vogel, Robert Wood, or Marvin Young. I'm Glenn Robison. No pseudonym, just Glenn Robison, and the name of the program is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from the 1920s and 30s. Last week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1902 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Prior Valley, better known as Rudy. In 1919, he began teaching himself clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument, and after practicing 6 to 8 hours a day for about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. Valley was so taken with Rudy Weedoft's playing that he began writing him, and after 8 letters, Weedoft finally replied. Now, no offense to anyone out there named Hubert, but if I were born Hubert, I'd be inclined to change my name. But Rudy Valley himself didn't change his name from Hubert to Rudy. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoft's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. While at Yale, he worked for his tuition by playing his sax at country clubs, various social functions, and at the school dances, and it was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his voice. The megaphone became one of his trademarks and was copied by other vocalists of the day, since microphones and amplifier systems weren't yet well developed. In 1924, Rudy dropped out of Yale and went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the 8-piece Savoy Havana Band. He remained with the band for about a year, during which time he made records and was heard on radio broadcasts with the band. In 1925, Valley returned to Yale, continued his studies, and graduated. Rudy and bandleader and band agent Bert Lown formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi Ho, everybody, this is Rudy Valley speaking. In February 1928, Bert Lown talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and these broadcasts brought Valley his first real fame. He was soon broadcasting 25 times a week and winning millions of fans. Along with WABC's radio broadcasts were a string of box office successes and engagements at New York's famed Palace and Paramount Theaters. In 1939, after 10 years, Valley ended his immensely popular radio show. Early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986.
So with your kind permission, I'll present for your approval a mature crooner.
Here's Rudy Valley.
Thank you.
glasses, forget your dancing classes, forget your old professors while you take a bit of advice. There's a new dance designed for folks who do dance, and even those who don't will find it very simple and nice. You will do the ha-cha-cha, or any two can do the ha-cha-cha. From simple dairy maid to princess, it captures everyone a little bit. Of it convinces that life is full of fun. The tubas blow so low, so oom-pa-pa, while all the dancers answer ha-cha-cha. I know to hear it is to love it. When you get into the spirit of it, you will do the ha-cha-cha too.
It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, bet you'll be a riot. It's a wild turn to do it right now. Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats, don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Every day those raccoon coats will have pups. Date a girl, then start to hurry or ride downtown to some big furrier soon. To do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha, Beta, Delta, Freighter, what's the matter with Alma Mater? Hula, Bula, you're a fooler. Go to school and learn the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. What a chance to keep you up in your toes. $15 and then the coat is yours. Be like all those college sophomores soon. To do the raccoon. dreams that you and I once knew.
Three from crooner Rudy Vallee, born July 28, 1901. We began with Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees with the Debutantes on September 7, 1934, and Ha-Cha-Cha. Then from October 10, 1928, the band was Doin' the Raccoon, and we finished up with I'm Still Caring, March 15, 1929. Well, I'm still Glenn Robison, and you're still listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. We're here on KISL FM 88.7 in Avalon each and every Sunday evening at 6, rebroadcast the following Saturday at 6, and streaming online at www.kisl.org. And speaking of streaming online, the show is available on demand any time of the day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at www.radiofreeworld.com. If you have a request for a particular artist or song, or have a comment about the show, please send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on August 3rd in 1963, comedian Alan Sherman's summer camp parody Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, A Letter from Camp, was released on Warner Brothers Records. 3 weeks later, it went to number 2 on the pop charts. So here's a trio of camp songs, beginning with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra.
Thank you. swinging along. Camp meeting day, great camp meeting day. Everybody's happy, Mammy Jo and Pappy, good folks, bad folks, sing your song. While the preacher tells the congregation about retribution and fate, elders and deacons are passing the contribution plate. Camp meeting day, great camp meeting day. When they get to shouting, ain't the way to rout 'em till way late in the morning.
Tracking on the old campground. Whoa, and hidey ho, Mr. Blues ain't got a chance.
Whoa, and hidey ho,
yeah, throw away your troubles and come on and dance. All you do is sing this chant. Whoa,
hidey ho,
now come on, boy, don't say you can't. Start trucking on the old campground.
Some camp songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We begin with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and a song written by Henderson and Irving Mills, Down South Camp Meeting, recorded September 12, 1934. Then from the pen of Noble Sissel, we heard Great Camp Meetin' Day, George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band with vocal by Kevin O'Connor from February 5, 1929. And we just heard Ike Reagan, his voice and his orchestra, and Truckin' on the Old Campground, written by Fred Irving and recorded March 14, 1937. A couple of weeks ago, I played When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along, which was written by Harry M. Woods. But apparently, I don't know whether I'm coming or going, because I introduced the song as When the Red, Red Robin Goes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along. So here to help me differentiate between coming and going is a set of coming songs and a set of going songs, beginning with the King of Hotcha, Harry Roy.
Thank you. up. Let's be carefree and start a humming. Then all your troubles will clear up. Make life a song and a dance. Give care a swift kick in the pen. Just yell, then tell the world you're happy. Good times are coming, so cheer up.
Again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. And the good old sun will shine and there won't be no bread line. And them good old times are coming back again. Yes, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. We won't have to break our backs toting a big carload of tacks. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Them good old times are coming back again. Yes, sir, I'm saying them good old times are coming back again. I mean them good old times are coming back again. We'll have money in our jeans and we'll eat more than turnip beans. Oh, them good old times are coming back again.
Some comings and goings on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began that set of coming songs with Harry Roy on July 2, 1934, and There's a New Day Coming, written by Milton Ager and Joseph Young. Then it was Carl Radlich and his orchestra on May 21, 1930, and Cheer Up, Good Times Are Coming. The vocal was by Walter Cummins, and on drums in the band, Walter's brother Bernie Cummins. And we just heard Them Good Old Times Are Coming Back Again, Ben Selvin and his orchestra from March 8, 1932. In the band, Manny Klein on trumpet and Tommy Dorsey on trombone. The vocalist was Dick Robertson. Them Good Old Times Are Coming Back Again was written by Bob Miller. Bob Miller was born in 1895 in Memphis, Tennessee, where he became closely acquainted with Southern melodies. In the early 20s, Miller played the piano for a dance band called the Idlewild Orchestra, which performed on the steamer Idlewild on the Mississippi River. In 1928, he moved to New York, where he worked as an arranger for the Irving Berlin Company before establishing his own musical concern, the Bob Miller Publishing Company. From the 1920s to his death in 1955, he composed thousands of songs, including blues and popular tunes, but his main output was hillbilly songs such as 11 Cent Cotton and 40 Cent Meat. Bob Miller was an event composer, always mindful of events or incidents which he could exploit for a song. And, of course, with the Great Depression, he had a lot of material. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Okay, well, we had a set of coming songs. Here's a trio of going songs, beginning with Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Thank you. roaming around, taking my time, never a frown. I'm easy going all of the time. No use rushing, losing my head, gonna take my feet instead. I'm easy going all of the time. Please come and stay a while and leave me. Laughing of a life they never see me. I'll be happy any old way, taking what comes, what do I care? Going all of the time.
Some comings and goings on Rapidly Rotating Records. We just heard Comin' and Goin', performed by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra on March 19, 1931, and written by Fletcher Henderson and Horace Henderson. Comin' and Goin' was preceded by Easy Going, written by Joe Trent and Peter DeRose, and performed on December 18, 1928, by the Piccadilly Players, directed by American Al Starita. And we began with I'm Going to Park Myself in Your Arms, written by Alex Marr, Archie Fletcher, and Bob Heath. Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal by Dusty Rhodes. We have time for one more from Rudy Valley, Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson's An Earful of Music from the film Kid Millions. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.